No tears will be shed for this bloke, Rick Madsen, his name was. And we're starting to learn a little bit more about him. As I said, I don't want to give too much oxygen to him, but just to show what police were up against, we do need to get a little bit of background. And this is where I want to bring in Paula Donovan. She's the Channel 7 News Crime Editor here in Brisbane. She does a fantastic job. In fact, I don't think she slept since about 4 a.m. yesterday. Paula, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
We're learning more and more about Rick Madsen, aren't we? What can you tell us? What's some of his history that he has been involved in?
His history, I mean, publicly, his history goes back 12 years, and it appears to have a history of violence where he's pleaded guilty to assaulting a man in 2005, punched him twice, fractured his skull. He was fined and ordered to pay compensation. In 2008, he was charged with torture and deprivation of liberty, although we don't know what the outcome of those charges were. And it was also those charges also involved drug offences as well. In 2009, he again pleaded guilty to assault occasioning bodily harm after he punched a fellow at a Toowoomba nightclub and left him with a facial fracture near his right eye. It takes a lot to give someone a facial fracture, as you know. He was given a suspended sentence, and the judge apparently at the time, according to media reports, described him as someone as having a thuggish element. So he's obviously got a history of violence there as well. And at the time, yesterday, police were obviously, you know, pursuing him because he was wanted on offences relating to domestic violence and weapons.
And that's the thing that Ian Leavers told me. He said he shouldn't have been on our streets. You just mentioned suspended sentence. Police were searching for him for domestic violence related breaches. He shouldn't have been on our streets.
Yeah, he wasn't actually covered by any sentence, bail or parole at this time. Was obviously trying to track him down for those charges, but certainly with his history of violence, you know, you wouldn't want him on your street at all.
Paula, the weapon that he had and was using against police, and the weapon that has allegedly shot and killed Brett Ford. I mean, we just heard Peter, who was a neighbour of his, an automatic, fully automatic rifle. We know these have been banned in our country for decades. How rare are they, or how common are they on our streets in your experience?
That's always hard to gauge because the black market is, I guess, the black market, but certainly there is an element of access. And for someone like Rick Madsen with his criminal background, I'm sure he would have the means, as obviously has the means, to access those sort of high-powered weapons, very dangerous weapons, certainly in the wrong hands.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. Paul, I really appreciate your insight and knowledge on this. I know it's been a big 24 hours for everybody involved, and I know you know plenty in the police service as well. So they're doing it
tough. They are doing it very, very tough. We'll have more about Madsen at 6 o'clock.
We'll look out for that. Paula Donovan there from 7 News. She's the crime editor up there at Mount Cutha for 7 News, and we'll look forward to the stories that she helps put together, and also on their website. Fantastic work that she does.